Welcome to the Common Ground podcast presented by Cross of Christ Lutheran Church in Crown Point, Indiana. We strive to live out our faith by acting on Christ's command to love our neighbors. We want to make a difference in our community. And this commitment to community is the common ground we'll be discussing with our podcast guests. I'm Rick Mitros, here with my wife Brenda, and in today's podcast we'll be speaking with Natalie Wilson, a staff member at Our Greater Good, a charitable organization headquartered in Valparaiso that is dedicated to ensuring that each child, no matter their circumstances, receives an education that can help them reach their full potential. Good afternoon, Natalie. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Before we discuss the mission of Our Greater Good, which from now on we'll shorten to OGG like your website does, tell us about yourself and what led you to work for the organization. I understand that you were working as a physical therapist for the Porter County School System before joining OGG.
I was. I had been a physical therapist for several years, and as part of that, I worked through all 7 of the districts in Porter County. Our Greater Good started 10 years ago. Our founder, Garner Tullis, started things, and I loved everything that was going on and volunteered with him for years. And 5 years into his career at Our Greater Good, he came to me and said, "Hey, maybe I could pay you." And I said, "Oh, well, that would be nice." So it was actually a perfect blending because I already knew a lot of the people in the school system through my work as a PT and was now going to just kind of continue those relationships but shift them just a little bit. Our Greater Good is very focused on making sure that every child in Porter County has a chance to reach their full potential and doing everything we can to help our educators and to really strengthen families. And that aligns perfectly with my vision of the world, I guess I should say it that way. My husband and I have been married for almost 22 years and we have 6 children. We have 3 boys and 3 girls, 4 biological children and 2 girls that we adopted through foster care and DCS. My daughter told us at the time that if we brought one more boy into that house, she was moving to grandma's. So 2 little girls it was. It is very busy in our home. We have 2 in college and 2 in high school and 2 in middle school. So I always joke, yes, it's busy. Yes, it's loud. Yes, I'm at the grocery store all the time. And yes, there are bonus children at any given moment. Who knows how many are in my house, but I wouldn't change it and I wouldn't trade it. So I have a very big passion for all of this. We'll get into some of that as we go, I'm sure. But a lot of the initiatives have touched my family personally, even prior to Our Greater Good being an organization in and of itself. And so I can personally attest to what it has done for my family, for my children. And if I can give that to someone else, so much the better. So again, kind of as your podcast discusses, it's that community, like what can we do? I've been blessed by it. How do I pass that on to the next person? And maybe you don't have to go through it the way I did. Maybe we can help you not, you know, make the mistakes that I did.
Yeah, less struggle for the next person.
That's the goal, right? Sure. That's the goal. So
how does Our Greater Good work? And what areas do you provide support? How do you provide that support?
So we're a nonprofit. We are excited. It's our 10th year, which is amazing. And we focus on really on prevention. Families and kids are dealing with so much in the world that we're living in today. So everything that we can do, I mean, it's kind of that proverb that talks about, you know, you can pull kids out of the river all you want, but at some point you need to go upstream and figure out why they're getting pushed in. And how do we go ahead and really strengthen that family unit? How do we come alongside kids that are maybe struggling and help them? So we have 6 prevention-based initiatives that we distribute throughout the county. Everything that we do is always free of charge. We never want finances to be a limiting factor for any family, any child, any educator to access these resources. So we fundraise, we get donations, I write grants, not as much as I would like to, but I try to get all of this so we can make sure that everything is always available free of charge. And our goal is really to start at that early level. So we have a developmental guide called Growing Great Kids. It is a free activity guide for parents to use with their kiddos who are birth to 5. Not looking at gross motor. That was my previous life as a PT. This is looking at really how do we help kids get ready for kindergarten. So focusing on activities you can do at home with your child, specifically in the areas of reading and language. I don't want you to have to go buy $900 worth of educational toys because you know it's a pair of wooden blocks and they slapped the word educational on it and it just went through the roof. But how do you really help what baby's brain is already naturally doing, but how do you foster that and grow that a little bit more so that they can sit in a kindergarten class and be ready to absorb all that kindergarten is about to be for them? So go ahead. I saw a question on your face.
Thank you. Yeah. Just how do you reach those people? I thought you were more based through the school system, but you're talking prior to school.
Well, so the Growing Great Kids were very blessed. A lot of the schools now are moving to a preschool program. Quite a few of our schools have preschools in them. Porter Lakes has theirs. Hebron just started theirs. Wheeler just started theirs. Doonlin has one. Balbo's looking at it. I mean, they're just, people are really starting to understand the massive importance of that birth to five developmental period. So we have partnerships with those preschools. We have partnerships with churches. We have partnerships with preschools in the area, moms groups. So anybody that has a little person, we are happy to drop off guides. You're welcome to come to our actual office and pick one up. So it's kind of just word of mouth. We've been very blessed. DCS has picked up some of those guides and they hand them out to their foster parents, to their parents as they're struggling. So again, just a lot of our community partners and resources that are working with that population, we share a part of a collaborative called First Things First, which is Porter County's initiative for that birth to three. So a lot of our partners in that collaborative have those guides to, again, distribute to their people, because I tell everybody they're not doing anybody any good sitting in my closet. So let me know, and I'm happy to bring you as many as you would like.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
And but as they move forward in education, into grade school and high school, do you have continuing activities?
We do, because we don't want to lose anybody, right? So at the elementary level, we have a one-on-one mentoring program, which we call Lunch Buddies. It's very simple. I don't want you to counsel. I don't want you to tutor. I just want you to come in once a week and have lunch with a kiddo and make them feel like they walk on water. I tell everybody, look, I would like a lunch buddy. I want someone to come to lunch with me once a week and tell me that I am amazing and I can do it. Even if I just screwed up, right? We all want a cheerleader. And that's what we want for these little people. The beautiful thing about little kids is they believe you when they tell you, when you tell them things. And the world is telling them a lot of stuff right now that maybe isn't so amazing. So if we can come alongside what parents are doing at home and educators are doing at home and be that extra voice, that 25 minutes, which is, I think, all that lunch is mostly anymore, In a little person's life matters. I meet with my lunch buddy every week, and every week her little face lights up when she sees me, and we have these great little conversations, and I have several unofficial lunch buddies as well. But the point is really just that you're there week after week, good, bad, ugly, all the things. And all of the childhood research said that the one thing that offsets childhood trauma is a caring, consistent adult. A coach, a neighbor, a pastor, a teacher, a mentor. And so that's what we're trying to do, is really just add another caring adult to a child's village. So we are always looking for mentors. So by all means, feel free to reach out. We would love to connect you with a child. We're very excited. We have several schools that are going to kick off Lunch Buddies starting this fall, including Hebron Elementary, Porter Lakes Elementary, Samadovich and Union, Morgan. We are in all of the schools in Valpo. Doonlin has been talking with us. So we're thrilled to be able to just come alongside these little people that just need somebody to tell them, you're amazing, you're wonderful. Even if I picked you up at the principal's office, go be amazing. Turn it around. I want to hear about it next week, but go fix it.
So is most of your work in the grade school area, or is it how about like high school, junior high and high school?
Well, I was going to say, I told you that I have middle schoolers in my house, right? Bless and pray for all of the middle school teachers and administrators. That's just a crazy time
in a
kid's life.
Time, yeah.
Listen, I don't know if you remember middle school. I do. It was bananas for me. I listen to what my girls come home with now, and I'm just astounded by what these little people are kind of faced with.
Some grandchildren in that phase right
listen,
now.
Listen, it's a lot. And I'm just like, wait, what? Like, that was stuff we dealt with, like, at the end of high school. And they were talking about it in sixth grade and stuff. So
It's
a tough time. And what we're finding, however, is that it's really not cool to have a grown-up come and sit with you at lunch. in middle school. They tend to think that's not cool. So we switch from a one-on-one program at that point to a group mentoring program. Okay. Mentors form a group, and we have up to 4 adults and 12 students in a group. Again, we don't want that group to get too big because people kind of stop sharing. They meet once a week after school for about an hour. There's always a snack because if you have grandchildren, yes, you feed the children. That hangry thing is, yes.
It's real.
Hangry is real. So they've been at school all day, feed the children, give them time. Then there's a discussion time. Some of our groups do activities or do little field trips. They have guest speakers come in. There is a curriculum with that program, mostly because I never want to stick you in a group of middle schoolers without an idea of what to do, right? We're not sending you in blind. But the idea is really, I want you to be able to do whatever you as the mentors and your children in your group need that group to go with. If you get into that curriculum, wonderful. If you don't, fine. It's really, are you there to create a safe, consistent space for those kiddos to come in and process whatever they're dealing with on any given week? And so we do a boys to men and a girls to women program because, again, they're dealing with different stuff. That puberty thing is weird and it hits people differently. So they meet every week for about an hour, and those groups form in sixth grade. And then ideally they stay together either until the children exit the program or they graduate high school.
Wow.
So our oldest group started in sixth grade. They are now seniors at Valpo High. Those boys, you know, our lead for that group will tell you, we spent the first 2 years pulling them off the ceiling and trying to get them to sit still.
Yeah.
Now he's like, as seniors, they don't miss a week because they've been with these same men week after week after week for this many years. But please hear me. I'm never going to ask you to sign up for a commitment of 7 years as a mentor. We do ask all of our mentors to commit to one school year, just again, for that consistency piece for the child. But we know life happens and things go, you know, whatever. But the idea is, again, that safe, consistent space for a kiddo week after week after week.
So do the children volunteer to attend that? Or are, you know, is there some program to...
All of the above, Miss Brenda, all of the above. So we are open to any child in Porter County, both lunch buddies and the middle school mentoring. For the middle schoolers, we send out a letter to the fifth graders at the end of the year and say, hey, if your middle school's crazy, if you are interested in mentoring for your child or your child is interested, by all means, please come. Naturally, with our lunch buddies, we are for sure trying to make sure that we include them in that we follow with them. What I find as the program director is that most of my buddies have their little person and they've been together for several years and they go, well, I'm good. I'm not losing my person. I'm going. So they go to middle school, which has been a really interesting, wonderful portion of our program that we really weren't quite anticipating, but now these children have the potential to have this same mentor through elementary, through middle, through high school. And some of our matchups are just like, they're so sweet.
Well, that's great. They see the value in it.
Right.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And as you said, you know, not everyone can commit to that many
heavens,
years.
No, we do not ask that.
You know, but the program itself, those...
Is there.
Those yes. Elementary school kids know the concept then and that, okay, it may not be Miss Karen next time,
correct.
But at least it's that...
I have
you said, a safe space.
Yes.
I know I can talk to her. I think maybe I could talk to her easier than mom or dad. That's an awesome program.
And listen, like I told you, I have kiddos, right? And I will tell you, this is part of our family's story. You know, my girls, you know, you don't get adopted out of DCS through sunshine and rainbows, and that's their story. We don't go into that. But that said, there's a lot going on for them. And I, you know, you have grandkids. You can say things 412 times as a parent. And lo and behold, they go hang out with Miss Tammy once a week. And they come home and they go, Mom, did you know Miss Tammy says? And I'm like, the ego in me wants to bang my head against the wall and go, really? Really? I had no idea.
All of a sudden they hear.
Right. But the mom in me goes, look, I don't care where you heard it, sweet girl. I just want you to hear it. And so again, it's that extra person. It's that African proverb. It takes a village. Like, we're going to tell you, baby, like 912 times, you're amazing. You're wonderful. You were created to make this world phenomenal. You're going to set it on fire in a good way. Like, you know, all of those things. And so that's really the kind of the point. And yeah, it's that, hey, my favorite part about this is we've done this enough and been in some of the schools enough. I was at a back to school fair at one of our communities this summer, and I had kids run up. I want a lunch buddy. I want a lunch buddy. and mom is like, what is this? And I'm explaining it. And they're signing themselves up. So we're truly, because their friends have one and they want one. And so it's word of mouth.
It's very powerful.
Right? I love it. So that's my favorite. But yeah, a lot of the kids are social workers, parents, educators. They'll say, hey, look, my little person maybe needs an extra little person. So
do you also offer this to private schools or parochial schools?
We have started. We have our first private parochial school. Emmanuel Lutheran has their first buddy last year. Oh. So we're kind of we're getting into all of that. But yeah, I mean, our goal, I mean, it's just me and my executive director. So there are some limits. We do the best we can. But yes, we're trying to be open to anybody and
it's
everybody.
It's phenomenal that the two of you can keep that program going.
I wear a lot of hats, but it's good. And again, like I said, this has been my big testimony because part of what we do as well, you know, listen, I want to mentor little people and I want to give them all this stability, but the best thing I can do for them is help mom and dad. I mean, bar none. And so, again, our executive director, Garner, found this program called Love and Logic, and it's been around for, I don't know, 40-some-odd years. They're based out of Colorado, and they are a parenting organization. They teach you the fun tips and tricks. I mean, my parents, bless them both, did the best they could, but they didn't have a ton of tools in the tool belt, right? And so the more tools you've got, the more it works. And so it's basically for any parent. Look, we all struggle with back talk and chores. And please stop picking on your sister. Leave your brother alone. Like, take out the trash. Like, and so how do you manage that but stay super connected to your child? Because what we really want is it for it to be you and your child against what the world is trying to do instead of you against your child against the world, because that never works.
Yeah.
And so Love and Logic has just done this phenomenal job of like, hey, look, here's this menu of parental options. It's not your child does A and you do B. It's your child does A. You have personality B. You are this tired today. Which of these options is going to work best for you in this given situation? And it can be one today and one tomorrow. And my husband does ones that if I did, I would come off sounding sarcastic and terrible. I don't use those techniques. But it puts us on the same page so that those mercy parents and those disciplinarian parents can find this beautiful common ground where you're teaching your child problem solving and you're teaching your child, you know, just how to be responsible and mature, but in a way that's loving and maintains that connection with your kiddo.
Loving, that's the important thing.
It's both. It's both.
As long as they know that they're loved.
And that's the most important part, right? We want them to know that they're loved, but we also have to provide that discipline. It's those boundaries, because those boundaries help our children feel safe and feel like the world is secure. And so how do you do that lovingly? I mean, without the dictator on high kind of thing.
They need boundaries.
They do. But I never want to leave my educators out. I worked at the schools for, you know, a lot of years. I know my mom was a kindergarten teacher for decades. Like, I know what teachers and educators are dealing with. And so Love and Logic also offers an educator course. So they take those same principles, apply them to the classroom. And how does a teacher who, bless her heart, has 27 kids and a part-time aide and the abilities are all over the place. But it helps those people kind of try to create a peaceful, fun, positive learning environment for everyone, the child and the student and all of those things. And so again, we offer all of that free of charge to all of our people all of the time, because I just want you to come. I know what it did for my family. I know what it's done in some of the schools that we've been in. I know what it's done personally for my children. So if I can give that to somebody, so much the better. That's the goal.
So in what ways, the people that are listening to the podcast that might want to get involved here, in what ways can they become involved?
Oh my goodness, that's such a wonderful question, and we have lots of ways. I would be happy to talk with you about all of them. First and foremost, we would love to have people volunteer. I always need mentors. So if you can take a lunch once a week, if you've got an hour to come sit and listen to middle schoolers, I would love to have you. I always tell everybody, look, finding kids is easy. They're at school. I can find them in a minute. Finding adults is a little bit trickier. So I have college students from BU and Ivy Tech, and I have bonus grandmas and grandpas that are in their 80s, and everybody in between.
Nice.
And like I said, those lunch buddies, they're the rock stars of that school, man. They walk in and everybody knows. So just saying, if you need a little boost, come be a lunch buddy, because you get kind of famous in that school. So volunteering is always an option, and we would love that. Obviously, we are a nonprofit, so if you are unable to volunteer, but you would love to make a donation, we're always happy to do that. Those donations are what helps us keep that programming free for every family and child and educator in the county. You can donate right through our website, which is ourgreatergood.com. We wanted to be a .org, but someone had that and we weren't paying 10 grand for a .org. So love you, but we are a .com. But you can donate right through the website. And then our super fun one, we do one big fundraiser every year because again, there's only two of us. But Chefs Around the Table is our fundraiser. That will be October 10th. We go hang out at the Expo Center in honor of our 10th anniversary. We have always had gentlemen chefs. Originally, the idea was founded by two ladies that were helping with Our Greater Good, and they started it because the Community Foundation had the Women's Tea, this opportunity for women in the county to come and donate money and give out to charities and all those things, but the men didn't have anything. So the idea was we're going to have all these men come and they can give the ladies the night off, they can do all the cooking, and they'll help raise all this money in a way for them to give back to the county. So, however, it's 10 years in and the ladies need to have a seat at the table. So 40 ladies are taking on 40 men this year for bragging rights.
Oh my.
Every chef is an amateur in the area. They prepare their favorite whatever, dessert, appetizer, side dish. You get to come in as a ticket holder, sample all of them, any of them, multiple of them, vote on your favorites, tip your favorite chef. We have a live auction that's just 10 items of fun experiences for you and your family. It's a really fast-paced night, but it's lots of fun. It's loud. It's fun. It's goofy. I mean, look, if we got to raise money, we're going to have fun doing it. So
I bet it's popular. You know, people like to eat.
People like to eat, and we are very blessed. So we still have a couple spots open for chefs. So again, if you're looking for something fun to do and you have a culinary, you know, favorite dish, we would love to have you as a chef. Always available for sponsorships, or by all means, just grab a ticket. Tickets are $50. You can grab those online, or our chefs will have them as well. And come have a night of amazing food. I mean, our chefs go all out. They've already, some of them started a little smack talk does go on about whose barbecue is better or who's whatever. The ladies definitively have an opinion about who's going to be winning this year. So yeah, it's a super fun night. So there's lots
of
ways.
What's the date of this event again?
October 10th.
10-10.
It's our 10th anniversary, right? So it's our 10th anniversary on the 10th month, on the 10th day.
Perfect.
Starting at 5, we do a little cocktail hour. Doors open at 6. Come eat all of the things. We would love to have you.
Well, so, congratulations on your 10 years. I mean,
thank you.
It's pretty phenomenal to make it 10, no matter what kind of business or organization you are, to make it 10 years.
We are super blessed and we're very honored. We have some incredibly wonderful people that believe in the mission and the organization. We have just an incredible school system. I mean, all 7 districts have wonderful leadership and administrators who are truly doing their best and are very into like whatever we can do for our kids we want to do. So we're very honored to be able to be part of so many families and children and educators. Last year in the school year, we served over 3,051 families, children, and educators throughout the county.
Awesome.
And this year's looking even bigger, which is great, but the need is always there. I was just talking to another group this morning and the numbers just astound me. Mentoring is not the answer to everything, but the social worker rate in the state right now, the guidance counselor rate for schools is 694 students to one counselor.
Wow.
The social worker rate, so the people that are dealing more with the emotions, counselors tend to deal more with the schedules and college and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. The social worker rate in the state of Indiana is 1,892 to one.
Wow.
You can't do that. No. There's just no way.
No.
So mentoring doesn't take the place of those licensed professionals, but by all means, it gives kids another opportunity, another space to come and just be like seen and noticed. And every parent that has ever had a kid that hears, "Mom, watch me. Dad, did you see? What? Just notice my life. Validate
right.
that I am important and that I walk this planet for a reason." And that's what we're trying to do. Yes, baby, you matter. We see you. You're going to be amazing. Go do it.
They just know that there's a person there that they can talk to.
Absolutely.
They can trust to talk to.
Absolutely. And that's it. Some weeks you're going to talk about Legos and what sister did and, you know, whatever. And other weeks you'd be surprised what, again, week after week, these little people start to go, "Oh, well, I want to tell you that." Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, or they start to share their dreams, or they start to, you know, and you ask those questions like, "What do you want it to be?" And you start to foster those ideas. And
well, we've noticed just in the communication you bring up, you know, with our 6 grandkids, one wants to talk your ear off.
Yes.
And another one is a one-word answer.
Yes.
And you're pulling information out of them. And I wonder if it's the setting, if they just need that constant
mm-hmm.
consistent person to talk to. Maybe they'd share more. I don't know.
Well, and it's personality, I think, right? I mean, and we tell everybody, look, like, I would love to tell you that it's easy off the jump. But the first couple weeks are always going to be a little awkward because you don't know that munchkin. Mm-hmm. That munchkin doesn't know you.
Sure.
And like you just said, we kind of tend to find that our kids fall into two categories. They're either going to talk your ear off right away or they're going to just look at you. And kind of figure out, like, okay, who are you and what's going on? So, but again, it's that week after week and you coming in every time. And again, some of our buddies bring like a coloring book or a deck of Uno cards. But again, lunch is quick. Sometimes you don't have time.
It takes a while to establish that familiarity.
It's that rapport.
Trust.
Exactly. Yeah. But again, it's such a little thing. You know, it's not a big time commitment. It's an hour a week. It's half an hour a week if you're on the elementary level. The parenting class is actually virtual. So I send you a link every week. You can watch it whenever. You can watch it five times. I don't care. But again, everything with that class is free. We're going to start that in 2 weeks. That will kick off on the 23rd of September. Again, you can register for that online at our website, ourgreatergood.com. There's a Love and Logic button. You just click that and click register and off you go. Workbooks are free. We'll deliver those to school so they can just slide into a kiddo's backpack and head home, or we'll get it to you however you need to. We can always mail it or whatever. But yeah, we're super, like I said, super thrilled. We're always looking for grown-ups. So if you've got some time, we would love to hook you up with a little munchkin who could use a champion.
Awesome. Well, we want to thank today's guest, Natalie Wilson, for being here and sharing her experiences and insights with us. Thanks for appearing on our podcast, Common Ground.
Oh, thank you both so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honor. I really appreciate it.
We really appreciate all the information that you brought forward, too. I've learned so much.
Your
energy is just contagious. It makes me want to run out and find all these websites and register for everything.
I will take you, Miss Brenda, anytime you want.
But, yeah, from our congregation, we hope that we can share some of this. Our podcast will be on our website, so they'll be watching it there, too. And hopefully we can generate a little help for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so
much. We appreciate your work in the community. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. We hope you'll join us for next month's podcast.